It has been my pleasure to walk up with you, Mount Bible. Now, I want to thank you for walking up that slope with me. You haven't talked much, but you've been at my side all along, and I want you to know that I appreciate your company. As together here at Mount Lassen, we have walked up Mount Bible partway. Today we're going to take up the most important subject that there is in the Bible, which is the exaltation of Christ. The living Word is the object of the written Word. Bible history is His story. An aged servant of the Lord was talking to a group of young people one time. He picked up his Bible and he said to these young folks, "Would you please open your hymn book to John's Gospel, chapter 3. Well, of course, his listeners got thinking, well, what's the matter with this old guy? Is that what happens when you get old? Doesn't he know he's got the Bible in his hand? And here he said, open your hymn book to John's Gospel, chapter 3. I believe old age has finally caught up with him. Finally, the old gentleman said, "Folks, this is the book that talks about Him. This is God's hymn book." Well, then they finally understood that he had a purpose in what he had said. And so it is. This book, the Bible, is the hymn book. It's about Him. It's about the Lord Jesus. And of all the things we may have said about the Bible, this is the most important. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 and 2, we read, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son," or as another translation puts it, "in the person of His Son." In Psalm 40, verses 7 and 8, we read these wonderful words, prophetically spoken of the Lord Jesus, "Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Well, these words could not apply to anybody else except our blessed Lord. Some years ago, when some missionaries went to Japan with the gospel, they found a young man who wanted to learn English. And so, in order to help him learn the English language, they gave him a copy of the Gospel of John to translate. In a short time, he became very restless and actually became agitated and nervous about what he was doing, translating the Gospel of John. At last, he said to the missionaries, "Who is this man about whom I have been reading? Who is this Jesus? You call him a man, but he must be God." Yes, it's right on the surface of the book. The Bible is about Jesus, the Son of God. All the scriptures point in some way to Christ, and that's not very hard to see. The books of Moses give us the figures of Christ. The Psalms give us the feelings of Christ. The prophets give us the foretellings of Christ. The Gospels give us the facts of Christ. The epistles give us the fullness of Christ. And the Revelation gives us the future of Christ. Well, like the spokes of a great wheel point to the hub of the wheel, all the books of the Holy Word of God point to Christ. If someone were to ask the question, what does God have to say to this world? It can be answered with just one word. What God has to say to this world is Christ. That's God's message to this world. He's found in the first mention of the name of God in the Bible. I think I've already told you that. Where it says, in the beginning, God, the name for God there is Elohim, which is a plural word that introduces the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So we find the Lord Jesus in the very first three words of the Bible. And of course, we find him at the end of the Bible. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 21, it says, and of course, his precious name dominates that verse, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. So from first to last, from beginning to end, it's Christ in the Scriptures. His name is found repeatedly in the Old Testament, where in the Hebrew it is spelled Jehoshua or Joshua. If you have any Jewish friends, all you got to do is say to them, my Savior's name is in the Old Testament. But in the Old Testament, it's Joshua. But in the New Testament, it's Jesus. Joshua is the name of Jesus in the Hebrew language, and Jesus is his name in the Greek language. In Luke 24, verse 27, we read about the Lord Jesus. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. Later on in the chapter, he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. So the name of Jesus is the key for our souls to understand the Bible. Some years ago, a man was taking a Caribbean cruise. And they were riding around in that ship, going from island to island. And, of course, there were people from many different countries there on the cruise. People who could not understand the language of the others. And it's not too easy to be with people that you can't understand. It's hard to talk over even the weather. One of the gentlemen on the ship thought he would go and take a little relaxing view one night, and he went onto the deck, found himself an easy chair, and sat down and relaxed and looked out on the ocean waves and was just enjoying it. Another person came and sat down beside him, intent on doing exactly the same thing, just relaxing and enjoying the vision, the view. But it turned out that neither one could understand one another because they both spoke different languages. Finally, one of these men thought, oh, if I could just communicate with my friend, if I could just say something to him that he would understand. And so an idea came to his mind. And he leaned over to his neighbor and he just said one word, Jesus. And his neighbor looked up with a smile and said, Yesu. And all their hearts were welded together by that name. Jesus, how much thy name unfolds. Oh, they both had communications. We've heard about that this morning, communion. But it came together on that blessed name, Jesus. There's no end to the story about the glorious person of Christ. In John's Gospel, after 21 long chapters that are full of the display of his glorious person, we read this verse at the end of the book, which takes us to the brink of an endless ocean. There are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. That's the last verse in John's Gospel, and it, as I said, brings us to the brink of an ocean which we shall never be able to cross. The Lord Jesus Christ is enough for God. If he's enough for God, he's enough for you and me. Once we get a good glimpse of Christ, we'll not want the vanities of this world. When the Apostle Paul first saw that light from heaven, and he found out who that light was, when he said, "Lord Jesus, what wilt thou have me to do?" he was blind for 3 days and saw nothing else. And no wonder, with a light that strong, there was no room for anything else. Well, you and I can get a glimpse of the Lord Jesus Christ through the written word, which is our Bible. I want to read you a little poem that has been such a blessing to me. "Hast thou heard him, seen him, known him? Is not thine a raptured heart? Chief among 10,000, own him, gladly choose the better part. What has stripped the seeming beauty from the idols of the earth? Not the sense of right or duty, but the sight of peerless worth." Yes, peerless worth. Our Lord Jesus has robbed this world of all its charms. That's our unspeakably blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Fix your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "He is altogether lovely." Another translation put that verse this way. It says, "Everything about him is lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend." Now I would like to ask you to come with me, and we'll consider some of the names and titles and Bible descriptions of the Lord Jesus Christ. I began a list when I was at home. I have listed some of his names and titles and attributes or characteristics. I've listed them in alphabetical order. Now, I know that my list is incomplete. When I was at home preparing these little talks with you, I was able to list 114 names, attributes, and descriptions of the Lord Jesus. But as I drove along in the car for 3.5 days getting here to Mount Lassen, I had quite a time to think. And I couldn't think of anything better to do than to try to add to my list of names and titles and descriptions of the Lord Jesus. And I wrote them down in a little book that I always carry in my pocket. And it was a little difficult sometimes because I had to write on the steering wheel. And I think maybe sometimes my dear wife might have been a little afraid that I might not have been holding the steering wheel too tightly. But I was writing down the names and titles of the Lord Jesus as they came to my mind along this trip. Do you think that's a fairly decent thing to do as you travel? Well, I did it, and I added 142 more names and titles that came to me as I traveled these 2,100 miles to have the privilege of being with you here at Lassen. So I'm going to read these names and titles. I hope that as you listen to these, that you will notice some that I have missed. Because I only have 256. And I know my list is incomplete. And so please listen closely as I go through them alphabetically. And I would like to have you help me add to this list. I would like to have as many names and titles and descriptions of the Lord Jesus as I can get. Here we go. Almighty, Amen, Alpha, Altogether Lovely, Advocate, Ancient of Days, Angel of God, Anointed, Apostle, Author, Ark of Safety, Ark of Testimony, Beloved, Beginning, Bishop, Branch, Bread, Baptized, Baptizer, Bullock, Blue, Beauty, Bands, Babe, Bridegroom, Banner, Builder, Blessed, Brightness, Better, Captain, Carpenter, Child, Christ, Comforter, Corn of Wheat, Counselor, Creator, Crucified, Consuming Fire, Cornerstone, Chief Cornerstone, Coming One, Conqueror, Consolation, Crowned One, Co-Heir, Day Spring, Day Star, Day's Man, Delight of God, Despised of Men, Door, Do, Discerner, Eternal One, Everlasting, Equal with God, End, Emmanuel, Discerner, Eternal, Everlasting, Equal with God, End, Emmanuel. Did I read that twice? Well, that's okay. Express image of God's person. Faithful friend, firstborn, first begotten, first fruit, forerunner, fortress, fine twined linen, fullness, foundation, feeler, fountain, fruit, fairest, finisher, famous, fellow of God, father, fine flower, God, gift, glory, Galilean, great, greater, great delight, gracious, good, governor, God manifest in flesh, green fir tree, giver. He's the head, the heir, the help, high priest, highest, holy one, husband, husband man, heavenly man, harmless, hiding place, honorable, he that liveth, high, hope, healer. I am, image of the invisible God, invisible, immortal, incense, intercessor. Jesus, Jehovah, just one, joy, Jew, judge, justifier. King, knower, keeper. Lord, Lamb, light. Life, Lion of the tribe of Judah, last Adam, long suffering. Lowly, lofty, love, lover, learned one. Man, manna, master, merciful, mediator, minister, majestic, mighty, mightier. Messiah, meek, morning star, maker, merchant man, most high, mighty God. Nail, Nazarene, Nazarite, new and living way. Offering, Omega, ointment, overcomer, offspring of David, one with God, obedient. Priest, prophet, Passover, pastor, peace, physician, prince, propitiation, pigeon, purple, precious, poor, potter. Quickening spirit, redeemer, refiner, resurrection, reward, rock, rich, rejected, ransom, ram, risen, reverend, refuge, restorer, revealer, root of David, right, righteous, ruler, righteousness, redemption. Savior, sacrifice, salvation, Samaritan, sanctuary, Shiloh, servant, shepherd, shield, sign, son of man, son of God, star, stone, stumbling stone, son, surety, sparrow. Same, sweet savor, scarlet, scapegoat, scent, sender, strong, satisfier, seer, spring, song, seed, shade, sanctification. Teacher, tower, truth, turtle dove, temple, tried stone, true witness, throne sitter, upright, unspeakable gift, undefiled, understander, upholder. The vine veil. Wonderful, wise, woman's seed, worm, wisdom, word, worthy, way, young child. 256 names, titles, and descriptions of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please turn with me to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 19, and I'd like to have you look at that wonderful verse. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 19. And we would have to be quite dull if we couldn't say amen to this. Colossians 1:19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. It's true, isn't it? In him should all fullness dwell. Who would not want to know and love such a glorious person as this about whom we have been speaking? Our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the center of the Bible, the object of the Bible, the author of the Bible. He is the Word of God. And now, before I give you my closing remarks, would you be happy to sing with me number 93 in your hymn book? As we consider the person of Christ, and we have only scratched the surface of his glories, I could think of no other song to sing with you that expresses it any better than number 93, Lord Jesus, I love thee. I would like to have you sing this with me. If there is someone in this room this afternoon who has not yet confessed to Jesus that he's the Lord, I would like to invite you, as we sing together, I would like to ask you to sing with the depths of your heart known to him. That last line of the second stanza, 'Tis thou who art worthy, Lord Jesus. May this be the afternoon when the first time in your life, from the depths of your heart, you say to Jesus, Lord. Would you stand with me and sing this tribute to our blessed Savior? Thank you very much for walking up Mount Bible with me. There are some similarities between Mount Lassen and Mount Bible. They both point upward. And the farther that one walks up the mountain of the Bible, the steeper it gets as it points to Christ. And those who went on the little hike up Mount Lassen came back and said, it was quite interesting to be so high on that mountain and to look down, and everything that they looked at seemed to be smaller than it used to be. Well, so it is when we walk up the Bible, which also points upward into the heavens. The things of this world get smaller as we go up. But there is one difference I want to point out. Now, those who have climbed Mount Lassen tell me that when they get to the top and look over the crest, they see a crater. They look down into a depression. Those who went there the other day said it's filled with snow just now. But they look down in a depressed area into the crater. You know, it might be possible that we've had such a good time together here, walking up Mount Bible. Maybe you'll say, I hate to go home. I think I'm going to get depressed. Well, if you walked up Mount Lassen, you wouldn't see the depression if you didn't look down. I want to encourage you not to look down. You don't need to look down. You and I have walked up Mount Bible, which is pointed to the Lord Jesus. We don't need to look down. Let's look up into Him. He will not disappoint us. He is our Lord, Jesus Christ. Let's pray.